Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
Come on now, clap your hands and give God his just due praise. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator, God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope, beloved, and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and have ever been played. I have proof. All you got to do is just stay tuned in. Your toes going to be tapping, your head going to be bobbing, and your fingers going to be snapping while this good, good, good gospel music is getting down deep inside your soul. Fire is the gospel experience that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. That's right, I said victorious. Compromise, defeat, retreat is not an option. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is not a respecter of person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 12 through 18, where we read of the triumphant entry of our Lord Jesus into the city of Jerusalem during the time of those Jewish festivities. He's coming to them and us so that we may come to him. Hallelujah. God always makes the first initiative and approach for Creator and his creation to come together for holy union. It's sort of like holy matrimony. That's why the Bible declares the church as the bride of Christ. Are we fully come to him in ways that are acceptable in his sight? Are we who have come extending the invitation for others to come and to know God, to find and fulfill their life's calling? Are we reaching out? Are we sharing the good news of the gospel of Christ so that people can find their calling, purposes, and destiny? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to discuss come to Jesus, just plain and simple. We're just going to do some evangelistic outreach ministry today and invite everybody to come to Jesus. Even if you save, guess what? You can come more to Jesus because there is so much more that our God has in store. My special guest is here. I'm so excited. I'm talking about a warrior, minister, author, speaker, host of Health Chat with Coach Jean radio show. Woman of God, Jean Turner, is here, and she's going to be sharing her life story, her testimony about how awesome God is, has been, and she believes, and I do too, will continue to be in our lives. And then guess what? Later on in the broadcast, we will be having our Shine Artist Spotlight, and it's going to be on Woman of God, Mikhail Cujo. She's got new music, and she's got a testimony too, so I can't wait to be just blessed by both of these awesome women of God as they continue to just live for Jesus and shine that bright light that they are on this world that we're living in. So call your family members, friends, call co-workers, neighbors, anybody that you can think of that's come to your mind right now that can use some good information, inspiration, and encouragement. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives, overseeing our ministries, for helping us as only you can. And thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Cast your cares on me. He came that
You, he will. That is the sound of Rome and Reborn, letting you know that everything is going to be all right. Lord Jesus, don't that just get your blood going? Don't that just get your toes tapping? Your head was bobbing and everything is going to be all right. And I got news for you. If everything is not all right, that's because God has a plan behind anything that you're going through. You're not just going through this just because you're just going through it. Oh, no, we don't have a God that works like that. He lets us go through whatever we may go through for a reason. So you best believe everything is good and everything is all right. I want to thank my managers for always letting us get this good gospel music hot off the press. Lord Jesus, I feel good. My special guest, woman of God. I'm talking about a warrior, a minister. I'm talking about author, speaker, host of Health Chat with Coach Jean. Lord Jesus, she is doing her thing. I know this woman has got the spirit of a warrior because I know she's done years in military service. She's even from Queens, New York. Now, I ain't got to say nothing else about that right there. That says a lot right there. She's now currently living in Atlanta, Georgia, studied at Troy University, and she is a Spirit of a Warrior Life Enterprises and works at U.S. Army Nurse Corps. Now, I don't know if she's still active in the Navy. In the Army, she probably is still doing some reserve duty or whatnot, but with her busy schedule, Lord Jesus, I'm just praying for her strength in the Lord, and I'm just happy to have her here with us. So without any further ado, my special guest is here, Woman of God, warrior, minister, author, speaker, and host of Health Chat with Coach Jean, none other than my friend and my sister in Christ, Woman of God, Jean Turner, is here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Welcome, welcome, my dear sister. Welcome. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. Lord Jesus, didn't we kick that thing off just right?
Yes, yes. I love it.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you so much, my brother, for giving me the opportunity to be on your platform. Awesome. A fire gospel experience. You know, when I sit myself down somewhere sometimes, I'm able to catch the show every now and then, but I just love it. I love the guests. I love the music. The music is dope.
Amen.
I was just over here rocking myself. Had my hands up in the air.
Woo! Hey, we don't have no shame in our game when it comes to just showing praise and honor to our God. Place it, no matter who we ain't shame. God has done so much for us. We wouldn't dare try to act like we not saved and we don't love Jesus. So, woman of God, there's so much we can get to. I don't want you to feel like we got to try to squeeze it all into one show, but why don't you introduce yourself to my listening audience? Tell us a little bit about woman of God, Jean Turner. You can start from any season of life that you like, and then we'll carry on this wonderful conversation from there.
Well, let me start by saying, it's like I told someone the other night when they said, who is Jean Turner? I said, first off, I am God's girl. You hear me? Like, we homies.
Okay.
Like, I am his girl, okay? Because, you know, the events of 2018 to 2019, nobody but God brought me through that. And I guess he said, look, I still got work for you to do, daughter. So, look, I'm going to bring you back up from this. And, yeah, I'm his girl first and foremost. But, yeah, I am, you know, a wife. You know, my husband James and I have been married for about 20, you know, you got to count at my age. 22, going on 23 years now.
Uh-oh. Say what? Come on. That's a blessing right there.
My fingers. Yeah.
That's a blessing right there.
Yeah, you know, there is hope because this is both our second marriage, but marriage is definitely better the second time around. I'm also a mom.
Amen.
I have three sons who are good and grown. My grandkids call me G-Ma. You know, I am retired. I retired from the Army last summer. I was active duty, retired last summer, and been on this solopreneur journey since then. I didn't have time to try to transition from military to civilian life, Ron, because God just had me just going. I went from soldier to solopreneur in about 4 months after I retired. I have the podcast, you know, Health Chat with Coach Jean podcast, and about four months ago started the local radio show here in Atlanta. I'm an author.
Okay.
Speaker. I've been on some global stages, virtual stages since the pandemic. Mm. I don't know about nobody else in this pandemic to open up doors for your girl. And so that's just a little bit about me, a nurse coach, registered nurse and nurse coach. I bring a health awareness. That is the main thing God has called me to. He told me back in 2018 when I was going through chemotherapy, I've called you to teach other stewardship over their health.
Okay.
And so that's what I do in a
nutshell. Amen. That's Well, listen, Coach Jean, what I have done is I have made a special invitation to all of my health fitness people out there. I got some Zumba instructors. I've got some fitness instructors that are listening to this broadcast right now. And we're going to get into the spiritual aspect of it, but what is it about fitness and health that just grabbed you so much so that you wanted to just involve yourself in a career in health and fitness consciousness?
Well, you know, I've been a nurse since 1987. And so about maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, you know, it started with me wanting to take my nursing to a whole different level because let's face it, the healthcare system here in Western, you know, the Western world here in the United States, it is not a healthcare.
Yeah.
It's not a system of health, I like to say. It is a system that promotes sickness, all right? It's a system that promotes disease. And so I became a holistic health nurse coach because there needs to be an awareness that health is not just one-dimensional. It is multidimensional, and it includes the physical, our mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, our social health and well-being, our financial health and well-being, our sexual health and well-being, you know, our professional health and well-being. It's 9 to 10 dimensions
all
of health. And so you know, just wanting to bring education to that and bring awareness and get people to look at the whole body. You could be healthy physically and your mind ain't right. Your emotions ain't right. Your heart's jacked up. Okay. So, yeah, health is multidimensional. And so for all of the fitness gurus who are listening in, I appreciate y'all. Exercise is important. Nutrition is important.
Right.
But so is people's sleep habits. You know, all of this is interconnected. Brother Ron, don't get me started because I'll get up in a preaching here.
Oh, no. That's why I brought you here, so that you can preach. I'm just going to say amen every now and then. I'm glad you said what you said about overall health. I'm just the amen corner. I'm old school. You know how we grew up, Coach Gene. I'm here to just learn. I'm here to just emphasize what I'm hearing you say based upon whatever knowledge I can bring to the table. But I'm glad you said what you said about the healthcare system, because we in this Western culture are under a pharmaceutical mindset. It's not necessarily to heal the problem, it's to treat the symptoms so that pharmaceutical companies can continue to write prescriptions and then let us live with our sickness. Thank you.
But look, and it goes even deeper than that, because we as individuals, many people have gotten into their mindset, Brother Ron, oh, I just need this pill and my blood pressure will be fine, but I can still continue to eat as I want to and do what I've been doing.
Oh, Lord, no.
What caused the high blood pressure in the first place? That people want quick fixes, a magic pill, and they don't want to put in the work. But this is a lifestyle. Health and well-being is a lifestyle. You hear me? They say it takes 21 days to form a habit. Look, in 21 days, 3 weeks, we may conform one habit, but baby, give me 3 months, and I guarantee you, you'll have a whole new lifestyle.
Amen. Well, what you're talking about now, Coach Gene, requires something that most of us resist wholeheartedly, and that's discipline. Because we'll wake up in the middle of the night and we'll swear down that chocolate cake was calling our name. Come on now.
But look, that is key. Does not the Word of God tell us to discipline ourselves? You have a fighter, right? Let's take Muhammad Ali, the greatest of them all. He had to discipline himself, get up early every morning and go train all day, every day to prepare for an upcoming fight. I am a former marathon runner, half marathon runner, right? I had to get up in the morning, early in the morning, sometimes at 4 or 5 in the morning, me and my running boots, I call them, and train for these marathons and do these long-distance runs, 4 or 5 in the morning, before the sun came up in the summer, because you know it gets hot by 8 o'clock a.m. So we had to get up by 4 in the morning, go run our 20 miles or so. It's discipline. You got to make sure you eating the right mix and amount of carbs when you run in the race. So look, the Bible says it. You have to discipline yourself like a boxer, right? So look, there you have it. Discipline yourself. And that doesn't mean that every time now and then you can't eat a piece of chocolate cake. It doesn't mean every now and then you can't eat the chip or eat a cookie. But we talking about you don't sit up there every day eating a whole pack of Oreos. You don't sit up there every day eating a family-sized bag of regular potato chips every day.
Yes,
you don't every day eat a whole Supreme pizza. We talking about a lifestyle, treating yourself like we call them cheat days, right? Give yourself a cheat day. But you don't do that every day. The next day, you get that on track. That's discipline.
Amen. The thing about it, Coach Gene, is we so laid back and spoiled and easy going that we will give in to that temporary rush and satisfaction that we get from cheating on exercise, cheating on our diet, because we take our eyes off of the overall reward and benefit of why we are living a disciplined life. We're not just living disciplined lives just to suffer and go without the pleasures of life. No, we are willing to say, I am willing to scale back. I am willing to recondition my mind and my habits so that I can attain something greater than what this temporary satisfaction of cheating, diet, sleep, and don't forget about toxic thinking.
Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I've told clients before, sometimes you have to take a mental detox, right? You got to come off of social media. You got to come off of watching TV. You got to go somewhere where you can just pray, meditate, get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? A mental detox. It's okay sometimes not to answer that email. It's okay sometimes not to answer that phone, especially if you know the person on the other side of that phone call or email going to rob you of your peace and cause you to stress out.
Lord.
We're talking about taking a mental detox. Detoxing is important anyway for your physical body, but a mental detox is also as equally important. But that's a whole nother show. Stop it, Ron.
I told you we're going to trust Holy Spirit God to lead this conversation so that whatever needs to be said, that he will use us as the instruments to say it. Now, I'm going to say this because, listen, I can recall when I think I was in grade school when I got my nerve up to start cussing, right? And I thought that using profanity made me a little bit taller, a little bit stronger. Made me catch up for those that were older than me. So what I had to do is I reached a point in my Christian lifestyle where I just couldn't continue to use that type of language. I'm talking about I haven't used profanity in years. Okay, I'm bragging on Holy Spirit God changing my life. I ain't just trying to say I'm better than anybody else. I had to decide what was healthy for me, and I could not see myself being a born-again, blood-washed child of God with a filthy mouth. The Bible says that salt water and clean water don't come out the same spigot. So I asked God to work with me. I asked God to work with me. And so what happened is there are certain foods that I just don't have a taste for. I don't have a taste for profanity. So there is a reward and a transformation that comes from living a disciplined life. I work for the city that I'm in. I'm in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And I work for the street department. That's my day job. You know, Paul had a day job, too. He made tents. Well, I work on the street department. I repair streets and things. And they cuss all the time. And I have such an aversion to hearing profanity, I change the channel. I'll put my earbuds in. I'll leave the conversation because what it does, it disturbs my soul. And what we can use as incentive if we will practice what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us to fast for a reason so that we can gain some spiritual strength against our own carnal flesh. When I learn to allow my spirit man to rule over my flesh, transformation takes hold because now I don't even want to hear profanity. I walk up out of a theater that I just paid $20 for. If they cussing so much, I can't enjoy it. I don't care about the story no more. I don't care about the plot. I don't care about Pam Grier and Denzel Washington being the lead actor and actresses. I'm ready to go because I can't sit here in this. So help us understand about how we can go about the process of transforming our old way of thinking into a new, healthier way of thinking. I know it takes time. It takes practice. What would you suggest, Coach Jean?
So I'm glad you asked that question because nowadays we got so much knowledge available, right? The internet, we can go online, people Googling they diagnosis and Googling what's going on with them. But the knowledge doesn't necessarily itself trigger change. There's got to be a change in our mindset. The Bible says be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right?
Lord.
So let's break it down, take that and look at it in the natural, right? Education alone is not enough to affect change, right? There must be a desire.
That's right.
You had a desire to change, Brother Ron, did you not? You desired to change, right? And so it begins with that desire. We have to make up in our mind that we want to be renewed in our bodies, but guess where it starts? It starts in the mind. There must be a change in the mind, right, in order to take charge of your health and change your life. And this is why, Brother Ron, real quick, you know at the beginning of every year how people make New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the reasons why New Year's resolutions don't work, right? Because a resolution is only the decision to either do or not to do something, right? And so that is not going to lead to change. It's not going to lead to the change you wish to see. So you make the resolution, right? The decision to either do or to stop doing something. But here's the deal. A decision without a plan of action, an action plan, and the discipline or the commitment to execute it and execute it consistently, it will not lead to the desired end state. So, for instance, if you want to lose weight, let's say someone listening wants to lose weight, right? Oh, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Okay, got it, tracking. But what's your plan to lose weight? What's your action plan?
No.
Did you come up with an action plan? Number one, do you have the discipline? Are you committed to the plan, right, in order to reach your goal to lose weight? Are you committed? You got to set goals.
You got to set goals.
You got to be committed. You got to be disciplined. And you got to be consistent. That, my friend, is going to bring about the change. So, see, it starts in the mind, because this I can't lose weight, I can't eat right, it's hard. Look, it's hard to be sick and in an ICU like I was over about 2 years ago. That was hard.
Come on. You know what we do, Coach Jean? We make the announcement because we know that it makes a good public announcement. It makes a good public presentation when we make all these declarations about what we're going to do. And then we go back to that instantaneous feeling of gratification that I spoke about. See, we fiends for instant gratification. We'll say something in the back of our mind. We have doubts, but we'll say it anyway, because when we say it, the response that we get is going to make us feel good. They're going to say, oh, Sister Jean, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Congratulations. And we'll get pats on the back. But if we don't follow up, and I'm going to suggest this. When you are in the process of saying that you are going to be about the business of making change, you're going to do two things, at least I'm saying in my mind. You're going to write out your plan. You're going to write it down. You're going to get a daily planner. You're going to get on your laptop, and you're going to say, on Tuesdays, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to exercise. On Wednesdays, I'm going to go to the gym. On Thursdays, I'm going to go take me a walk, a two-mile walk on the park. And then guess what else you're going to do? You're not just going to make a public announcement, Coach Jean. You're going to get an accountability partner.
Woo! Come on. That's what we have in the military, an accountability partner, someone who's going to hold you accountable. Because check this out. Change doesn't just mean taking action. Change also means progress over time. It is a marathon and not a sprint. So these quick fixes, you might take a pill and lose 5 pounds, maybe 10 pounds in a month. But guess what?
Yeah.
You're going to come to a stalemate, and you ain't going to lose no more weight. Why? Because you ain't got a goal. You ain't had an action plan, and you are not consistent. You are inconsistent. Yes, that's what's really up. Because you got to figure out, where are you in the change process? Because change is a process. What stage you in the change process?
Amen. I'm going to tell you this one more thing that I've learned too, Coach Jean. I've learned that we have a tendency to think that when we want to make a change, we don't think that our spiritual part of who we are not involved in it. That's why we're going to change the conversation. We're going to move to how the spiritual part of who we are so divinely designed by God to assist us when we're making mental and when we're making physical changes. Because I'm going to tell you something. I went through an 8-year nightmare being hooked on something that I couldn't break, but it was breaking me. It was not until I appealed to my higher power, God Almighty, and said, God, I can't quit this. It's destroying my life. I need your help. When I involved my mind and surrendered and submitted my body to the spiritual side of God, reaching out to God in prayer, guess what I was able to do? I found a resource and a help that I didn't have by trying to make a change on my own. So when I started doing exercises years ago, because I played football, basketball, and ran track in high school, and I said, you know what? They gave me the training that I needed so that as I continue to age, I would still have knowledge of how to take care of my body, but I can't leave my mind and my spirit out of that process. So what I did is, as I continue to do exercise, I might do 40 exercises, and I said, you know what? I started getting urges to do exercises in the morning and sit-ups. That is the spiritual man aligning up with our physical man to encourage us, or should I say, have a craving to do exercises. And then we'll see a decrease in those other cravings that are working against the now greater cravings that we are developing. So we are turning over the physical to the spiritual. That's why that's so important. So before we go to a music break, Coach Gene, help us understand how the spiritual part of who we are on the inside helps us when we connect the spiritual person that we are to the physical person or the mental person that we're trying to create change.
I'm going to sum it down with one scripture. The Bible tells us to guard our heart, for out of it flows the issue of life. Our heart affects everything we say, we do, and it affects our thinking, right? Let this mind, mm-hmm. once these things enter our mind, it automatically, if we allow it, will penetrate, infiltrate, and take up residence in our heart. There is a mind-heart connection. There is a mm-hmm. mind-heart connection.
Amen.
And so, yeah, and we can talk more about that after. I know you got to go to commercial. I'm in radio. I know how that goes. But there are things that we allow to infiltrate our heart because we didn't guard it. And once we get these things down in our heart, that's a lot of what we, I cannot do attitude comes in from.
Amen. So if you all are still not absolutely clear about what we're talking about when we're talking about the spiritual part of who we are, it's our conscience. It speaks to us in a lot of different ways, but for the sake of simplicity, we'll call it conscience. You know, when you get ready to do something that you know you shouldn't, and you hear that small, still voice saying, I wouldn't do that, that's what we're talking about. That's the spirit person that's inside you. That's always speaking for your good. Your spirit, man, is never going to lead you to something that you don't have no business doing. That is the wrong influence when we start listening to negativity. So you have to be careful. Guard your heart like my special guest woman of God, Gene, Coach Gene, is telling you. And here's woman of God, Michelle Tucker, letting you know that if you involve your spirit person in your life, guess what's going to happen? The spirit of God is going to guide you, and you will have nothing but wonderful success. So be patient.
Thank you. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord, praise the Lord for that fire that's inside of each one of us born again, blood-washed, sanctified believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Coach Gene, I got assignment from Holy Spirit God that he told me. He said, I want you to take these millennials to church. I want you to let them know how you all grew up, how y'all used to rock the church building back in the day. Because every now and then, you know, I'm going to always play this nice blend of gospel music, but every now and then, I'm just going to just let the millennials have some of this good church so that when they hear it, they can get on board and they can get their praise on right along with us, just like we get our praise on when we listen to that contemporary and that urban music. Yeah, there's always room for everybody at the foot of the cross. So we just get down with some good old church traditional sounds on this Fire Gospel Experience. I'm here with my special guest, woman of God, Coach Jean, phenomenal woman. She is a warrior, minister, author, speaker, host of Health Chat with Coach Jean, and we'll be giving you more information about how you can tune in and continue to support this woman of God in terms of your spiritual, mental, physical health. You can get it from Coach Jean. So, Coach Jean, I had said you were being retired from the military. I believe you said some, what, 20 years of military service? Amen.
25.
Amen. That's a tour right there. So you know all about discipline. You know what it takes. And I love how God had just took you from one position as a military soldier and then moved you right into that same vein of military-minded soldier, but now you're just a soldier for Christ. I understand that you're an author. Why don't you share with us what God has given you in the forms of book writing?
Thank you so much for allowing me to share. And so when I was going through that Suddenly Health crisis in 2018 and 2019, where they found that tumor in my lung, they removed it, and I was on chemo for 9 months, God spoke to me, spirit of a warrior. And during that time, I was journaling my experience going through that, and little did I know it become a book. So The Spirit of a Warrior is my first self-care book, which takes the reader through a soldier, because it happened when I was still on active duty, going through a cancer diagnosis, going through chemotherapy, particularly as a healthcare provider, because that's from a whole nother side of it. And it doesn't just talk about the physical aspects of that, but it covers the emotional, the spiritual, the psychological, all those domains of wellness that we talked about earlier, because it affects the whole person. And that's why I talk so much about holistic health, the whole person, how health and illness affects the entire person and their family. Let's not forget the family and the caregivers.
Okay,
so that's the spirit of a warrior.
Good
My self-care journey through chemotherapy. And then His Story, Her Story, God's Glory, picks up where Spirit of a Warrior leaves off at. And then the other book is A Time to Testify, which is a compilation of testimonies from over the years, A Time to Testify, in addition to some workbooks that go along with my signature wellness program. And so I've also partnered with a local doula here in Atlanta and co-authored a book, Ask the Doula, that is for new mommies in their first 6 weeks after they deliver their, after they have their babies. And I also am the co-author of two anthologies, Live Your Faith Out Loud and Make It Happen. So God is good.
Amen.
And all of this since going through that health crisis 2018 to 2019. Talk about process, Brother Ron.
Wow. And these books are available where? Where can my listeners obtain these books for their library, Coach Jean?
So if they go to my website, www.spiritofawarrior.life, they'll be able to obtain all of these books, Ask a Doula, and that one is available on Amazon and paperback. And then Spirit of a Warrior is also available as a Kindle download from Amazon, as
okay.
well as being on my website.
Okay, so they just go to those websites and then type in the book titles?
Nope, they go to www.spiritofawarrior.life to the shop page. Hit the shop
okay.
icon. It'll take them right to the page where the books are.
Amen. Amen. Awesome, awesome. Now, I have to admit that my homegirl from Detroit, Tanya Bankston, she is a she said that she is a she said she is a doula for women change. And I said, Coach Tanya, what's a doula? So she broke it down to me. She said the midwife is there for the baby during the birthing, but the doula is there for the mother during the birthing
process. Right.
So I love how you sisters have found so many different ways to connect. I try to take the template of what I see sisters doing in some way and try to transform that into the brotherhood, because men, we got so many issues with expressing emotions and things like that. You know, I'm just praying, because that's what prompted me, Coach Jean, to write my second book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose, because we need to connect more, because one of the strategies of our enemy, the devil, and unknowledgeable people is to keep us divided as men, because they know that when men bond together, that strengthens the man, that's going to strengthen his family, that's going to strengthen his home, that's going to strengthen his neighborhood, that's going to strengthen his city. It's going to make a profound impact when men learn how to properly bond together in
a very
healthy way. So
come on, exactly.
What suggestions do you have as a healthcare provider, nurse, minister, warrior, that you would share with my brothers to help us not be so manly that we're no earthly good?
Well, let me tell you this. I recently talked about this on my show, how men have the power to influence the entire family as the head of the household, right? According to Christ, y'all are the head of the household
yes.
under Christ. Y'all have the power
yes.
to influence your family, not only those in your current household, but for generations to come. And so one
yes.
way you can do that, and this is me being the OB nurse, because I did OB for a long time and helped deliver babies.
Come on.
It starts with being a part of your child's life and being there with your wife even after the seed has been implanted in her womb. It starts with
that's right.
your
come on.
Role as the father and as the husband, even through your wife's pregnancy and the birthing process. And then coming together as men to share those experiences of encouraging one another through fatherhood, through what it means to be
yes.
a husband, you know, coming together peers, like forming peer groups and things of that nature, so that y'all can share stories and share information and awareness
right.
how y'all can be better fathers, better husbands, and even in the birthing process. Because women, we need y'all. We need y'all to be there throughout. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
true.
So,
yes.
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's a great way to do it, you know. Start forming these peer groups within your community. Bring the men together and bring awareness and educate, you know, in these different, especially when it comes to our health and well-being, because we know in many neighborhoods and many cultures, some of us, especially those of the African-American community and the brown-skinned community, we have the highest rates of health disparities and illness. And so we've got to nip that in the bud. So let's, men, I would
agree.
Say, Ron, get your brothers together. See how y'all can come together, peer groups, and talk about something and what solutions y'all can come with to try to make things better, not only within the family, but in your community as well.
Amen. Amen.
And
I agree. And I'm going to say, it starts right in the home. It starts right in the mind. And I'm going to say this publicly, too. Because I'm not scared. I got to a point in my Christian faith now where God has, you know, if you walk with the Lord for so long, he gives you so many victories. He helps you overcome yourself, your fears, your doubt, and your uncertainty. And what you find in replacement is you get a holy boldness. I didn't say holy obnoxiousness. I said a holy boldness. That means I'm not gonna let any of my little quick clicks or any of my little tweaks get in the way of me saying and do what God intends for me to say and do. A lot of the reason why black men in particular are so hesitant to bond is because there's so much homophobia in the black man's mind that we think anything that's associated with bonding, with showing emotion, is some sort of lead on into some sort of homosexual activity. So I'm saying all of that so that men listening to this broadcast can be free from that. And I'm going to say this too, because even if a man is homosexual, I will in so many different ways let him know that's not a lifestyle that I approve of, that I wouldn't dare participate in, and then I'm going to pray for you because that's between you and God. See, what people need to understand right. is when we make this stand against what God says is not pleasing in his sight, we are not being judgmental. We are not being God-like. We are only saying what God has already said, and we must take a stand with the things of God. We do not hate people that are of a homosexual, lesbian lifestyle because God don't hate you. He just dislikes and hates the lifestyle and the activity. So we speak plain here on this broadcast, Coach Gene. So I'm just saying all of that because I don't never hear it spoken of, and I'm speaking into the atmosphere to put those devils and those dark influences on the run that we are not afraid of homosexuality. We are looking forward to watching God change everybody's lives, regardless of what you may have been involved in, because, you know, like I've heard so many preachers say, we're all X something or other. So it doesn't
right.
matter. None of us were born righteous. We all must come to Christ and come to a better relationship with God. And that starts with knowledge and understanding. And I appreciate so much everything that you shared, woman of God. But before I let you go, dear, I do want you to share a little bit about Health Chat with Coach Gene. Summarize that platform for us and when and where my listeners can tune in and get more of your wonderful knowledge on how to take care of ourselves.
Well, thank you, Brother Ron. So Health Chat with Coach Gene is where we debate, we debunk, we educate, we empower, we inspire, and bring awareness to all things related to health,
what?
Healing, and holistic well-being, body, mind, soul,
say?
And spirit. Yes, what you say. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And we the Worldwide Podcast, you know, part of Positive Power, Jerry Royce Live
right.
and I'm every Thursdays at
woo-woo.
8 p.m. Eastern
woo-woo.
Standard Time. We live stream the Spreaker. And if they follow me on Facebook and Health Chat with Coach Gene, they can get the link for that. They can also catch every episode on Spreaker, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, and Pray.com.
Yes.
And also, we are on a local radio show here in Hotlanta, Georgia, 1570.
Come on.
WIGOAM. And look, if you are not in the Atlanta area, then just look up 1570 WIGOAM on the World Wide Web. Type it in your search engine, and you can pull us right up every Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I hope y'all heard that, listeners. And if there's somebody out there that has some sort of qualification or unction that would like to be a special guest on Health Chat with Coach Gene, they can get in touch with you in that regard also?
Yeah, that if they want to be a guest on my show, they can just email me directly at Health Chat with Coach Gene. Gene is spelled J-E-A-N, Health Chat with Coach Gene at gmail.com. Serious inquiries only.
We got to put that in there to cut down all of the nonsense and anybody that's not real for real for real. Amen. So I heard that, Coach G. That's what's up. We got to make it plain for the people. Thank you so much for joining us, Coach G. You are a blessing to the people of God, and you are nothing but an instrument of honor and blessing to God, our Father. I'm going to pray God will continue to uplift you to higher heights, increase your knowledge and your intestinal spiritual fortitude so that you can keep on keeping on. And even in the days of our long years, in the days of our excess years, that our strength will remain so that we can still hold down the fort and do everything that God Almighty has required us to do. I thank you. I bless you in Jesus. Looking forward to you coming back. You have an open invitation. Just let me know, Brother Ryan. I would love to come back. I got this burning in my spirit. I want to come back to fire and share some things with you and the listeners, and I'll be more than happy. If I got to move some people to the side, I will. I promise you.
Oh, you're too gracious. Thank you for being such a gracious host. And I pray overflow blessings to you
overflow.
And your household. Yes, overflow. Yes, like that
yes,
oil,
Lord.
That continuous
Amen.
Flow of oil that Zachariah speaks of. Continuous overflow
Amen.
Blessing to you and yours. Thank you so much, Brother Ron. I love you. I appreciate you. And I wish you peace
Amen.
And health.
Thank you. I receive all of that. Love you in Jesus. That's Coach Jean Turner was right here on this fire gospel experience. And didn't she burn the thing up? Yes, she did. Thank you, woman of God. Bless you. Yeah. Yeah. Amen, amen. What an awesome woman of God. She is doing, I'm telling you, layman's work. She is on the front lines for us. Talking about things that need to be talking about our spiritual, mental, and our physical well-being. It's a combination of all of who we are, all rolled up into this one human being that God has created and designed each one of us to be. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do. God wants you to live a life of fruitfulness and abundance. And if you live an extended period of time, years and years and years, don't you want to live those years in flexibility, in good stamina, in good understanding and recognition of all of your faculties? Well, take care of yourself now, and you got a better chance on living that blessed life that God has already intended for you to live in. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. We are about to get our praise on for real, for real. I want y'all to stay tuned. I'm going to pull out this shine out of the spotlight and highlight another one of God's awesome children. Amen goes right there. Don't you know that God has a place for everybody to do something special based upon their desire and their calling for God? So we're going to be shining our artist spotlight. I got a special woman of God that's going to be here with us, Mikhail Cujo. She is a phenomenal woman of God. She has wonderful music that's going to bless you. We're going to play it, and we're going to talk to her and get her testimony, get her story. We're going to get some of her inspiration, because that's how we roll right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Hallelujah!
Hello, I'm God's girl, Jean Turner, certified health coach, registered nurse, minister, warrior, author, inspirational speaker, and media personality. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to contact me for health coaching, mentoring, and empowerment with my podcast ministry, Health Chat with Coach Jean, on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Positive Power 21 Radio. And check out my books, The Spirit of a Warrior, Jean's Self-Care Journey Through Chemotherapy, and His Story, Her Story, God's Glory, available on my website, www.spiritofawarrior.life. And for further information, feel free to reach out and contact me on Facebook, Spirit of a Warrior Fierce Fighters page, or email me at spiritofawarrior.life@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring Him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned into Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you renewed strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station, because it's all about kingdom building.
DB Keys, you wild for this. Let's go, Rad.
You've been struggling to live this pain. This pain I call the Christian life. Everywhere you look, I sustain his presence. I want to encourage you. God is not through with you yet. Don't you give up. Yeah, yeah. Don't you give up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Them fellas, when they get up out of here, they wasn't playing. They said, look, we got other things to do. They came in, took care of business, and then they was on their way. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we are about to shine our artist spotlight on a very special young lady that loves Jesus, that she sings Jesus music because she loves Jesus. And rather than try to tell her story for her, I'm going to just introduce her and let her tell her story on her own. We are blessed and happy to have this awesome gospel artist, singer of Jesus, woman of God, Mikhail Cujo, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience as we shine our artist spotlight on this awesome woman of God. Amen. Yes, Lord. Blessings to you, woman of God, Mikhail Cujo. Welcome to Fire Gospel Experience.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
You?
I'm doing good.
It's our pleasure. When I heard that song, I was searching high and low. I said, Lord, I got to have this young lady on. And then as it so happens, Pastor James A. Willis, he actually sent me your music while I was in the process of trying to find you. So it just all worked out to the inevitable. You was destined.
Oh, well, praise God. Praise God.
You was destined to be my special guest. So why don't you introduce yourself to my listening audience? Tell us a little bit about yourself, woman of God, Mikhail Cudjo.
My name is Mikhail Cudjo. Been singing since the age of 3. I love to sing.
Uh-oh.
I love worship. And I've been raised in a family of singers. And so this was, I felt like, you know, this was my calling to do outside of another talent I have, you know. But I just, you know, love to worship and praise the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. I know that's right. And I just felt that in your spirit, in my spirit, when I just heard your song, because we go through things and then we wonder sometimes, where is God? We want God to show up when we think he should, but what we need to understand is God is never late. He's always on time. You have You have this new project out in time. It will be all right. Can you share with us a little bit about not just that song, but situations in your life when you had to keep telling yourself, yeah, this hurts. Yeah, this may be a little fearful and scary. Yeah, this is testing my faith and my patience. But you kept telling yourself in your spirit, it will be all right. Can you tell us about a time in your life when you actually had to use the title of this song as strength so that you can make it over?
Yes, sir. This song is very special to me. I was supposed to do it like 10 years ago, but things happened.
Are you
serious? Lost my husband. I lost my husband back in 2012. And it just took me to a place. I just basically lost it. You know, I got depressed. I mean, everything, you name it. I was at that point, you know, of just giving up. And so, and then, you know, my parents. And so this song, I dedicate this to, you know, my husband, late husband, my late mom and dad, and then my niece. It just like trickled behind each other, you know. And so I was just like, Lord,
yes.
I don't want to put no more on that I can bear. But if I'm bearing it, that means I can handle it. So, James, you know, he's one of those pushers, and he was just like, no, baby girl, I just can't let you just sit there and, you know, sit on stuff. You got to get this song out here, you know. It was many people who wanted to do this song of his, but he was like, no, I promised your husband, I promised your mom and dad. He was like, I want you to go on and bless the people, and so I got enough strength up with the blessings of the Lord, and I, you know, gone and laid the tracks and then just ask God to just pour in me what he wanted to come out. And so this is what the results that happened with It Will Be All Right. Because after it all said and done, even though I lost all of those people that was close to me, it is all right. So no matter what you go through, it's going to be all right. Just claim it and believe it.
Amen. I can relate to what you're saying, dear, because right now me and my family are going through the loss and the departure of my oldest daughter, Jovan Antoinette Jefferson. She left us unexpectedly. It hasn't been 2 weeks since I got the news. And so I understand. And I can tell you that, thank you, dear. My condolences to you, because when special people leave us, that's a place that cannot be fulfilled. I mean, they are unique
into
our lives. That they do special things, they say special things, and no one else has done those things. So when they leave us, that leaves us with a void. But what the beautiful thing about
Lord.
It is, and I'm sure you know, we have to go to God more, because now we have this person that's no longer with us. So we have to ask God to give us that comfort. And when God comforts us, it will be all right. And that's the kicker right there. Here's my special guest, woman of God, Mikhail Cudjo, on Fire, the Gospel Experience, letting you know, I promise you, trust in God, it's going to pay off. It's going to be all right.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
And don't you give up.
Lord, my Lord, took us straight to the throne of God Almighty. It will be all right. Sounds of my special guest, woman of God, Michelle Cudjo, is here. And what a beautiful song. You certainly blessed us with that one. And you did mention James, and for the sake of our listeners, that is Pastor James A. Willis, pastor as well as gospel artist extraordinaire in his own right that you were speaking about. Amen. So I'm glad he encouraged you. I'm glad that he would not let you lose sight of this wonderful piece of beautiful gospel music. Looking forward to any future projects that you may have so that you can bless God as well as bless the people with this anointed voice that you have to sing gospel music. I am just visioning beautiful things happening to you as you continue to just labor for the Lord. I'm going to just encourage you to just keep your hand in God's hand. Don't let trials, tribulation, don't let circumstances dissuade you, because you have a gift, you have a talent, and you have an anointing that comes from God. So, yes, the devil is going to try you. He's going to tempt you. But I'm going to pray your strength in the Lord, and I'm just going to decree on your life that God is nothing but open doors and blessings laid out before you, woman of God. Where can this music be downloaded?
Amen.
And share with my listening audience your contact number in case someone would like for you to come to their concert, their church event, or revival, and where my listeners can not only follow you on social media, but also where your music can be downloaded.
My music is all on digital outlets like Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all of that, YouTube. And I'm on Facebook under Michael, M-E-C-A-I-L, no last name, but just, you know, Michael. And that's my artist page, and it has, like, my contact information on there. Sorry, I can't remember the number right now because it's a number I don't yell, but it's on that page. If you go to that page, Michael, M-E-C-A-I-L.
Amen, amen. If they just go to one of your social media pages, I'm sure that eventually they will get the information needed to stay connected with you. Woman of God, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to It was my pleasure,
yes, my dear.
I want you to keep singing what you're doing, and make sure that you or your manager or Pastor Willis or whoever it is, make sure that they send that music to me, because I promise you I will continue to support your music ministry, and I will continue to keep praying for your success in Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
I appreciate you, woman of God. Michelle Cudjo was here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and she's going to be doing great things for the Lord. Y'all just watch and see. Y'all can mark that on your calendar. I said it today, June 2021. Amen. Bless you,
well,
my dear.
Bless
Look
God.
Forward to having you come back.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
This Fire Gospel Experience. I just love you, anointed people of God, how y'all come in with y'all gifts and with y'all talents, and you all just stretch out the goodness of God through y'all's lives, through y'all's gifts, and through y'all's talents. Y'all make God more alive just by living the life that he ordained for you to live. Don't y'all understand that? God gave you these talents so that you can be a bright and shining light. And I'm here personally to facilitate the blessing that God have over your life. You want to be a special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience Shine Artist Spotlight? All you got to do is get in touch with me. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me a message. Get in touch with a brother. I'm here for you. Or just hit me up. Just send me a message. RonaldJefferson1@AOL. If you're a gospel artist, send me that MP3 music so that I can just honor God with the gift and the talent that you have. Amen. It's all about kingdom building on this Fire Gospel Experience. We work so much better together. We shine brighter for Jesus when we bring all of our talents, gifts, and abilities together to honor God. There is no competition here. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. Because if he's done anything for you, You refuse to try to give God anything less than your very best. Here's man of God, Quentin Simon, just simply thanking God. Thank you, Lord. I could say that all day because he's done great and mighty things for me. Come on, Quentin Simon. Let's thank God right about now.
Let's go.
Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, thanking the Lord. Before that awesome, uplifting song we heard from my special guest on Shine Artist Spotlight, Mikhail Cujo with It Will Be All Right. And then we heard from Michelle Tucker with Guide Me. And yes, man, that gospel group standard talking about Don't Give Up. I always want to make sure you know these anointed songs that are being played so that you all can follow these anointed gospel artists as they are giving God their lives, their best. I'm talking about it takes time. It takes energy. It takes commitment and effort. We see them when they're on stage or when they're doing video, but you best believe there's a whole nother side of work that goes on behind the scenes that we don't even get a chance to see. But I make it my point to let it be known. We appreciate y'all and God. Keep doing what you're doing. Here's woman of God, Benita Dunbar, with new music. Man, I am so grateful for these managers. Boy, they just be looking out for a brother. I promise you they do. Woman of God, come on with it then. Vanita Dunbar talking about totally yours. That's a good question. Have you decided to let God be totally yours? Now that's deep right there. That's something to think about right there. Right there. Supreme sacrifice that we give to you. You gave your life for us, and as a gift and as a token and sacrifice of our appreciation back to you, we give you our lives totally, Lord. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, Vanita Dunbar, for blessing us and helping us to get a better perspective on who we are in God. Amen. We are blessing you with inspirational word that is coming from the book of John, the 12th chapter. We're going to be reading from the 12th through the 18th verse, amen, and it reads that we need to just consider for our thought, come to Jesus, amen, amen, goes right there. I want y'all to think about that now. Yes, you say, Brother Ryan, I've already come to Jesus. I've already made it plain where I stand, but what I want to do is there is an ongoing present process of coming to Jesus. We come to Jesus for salvation, but guess what? There is a continuation to that come. That means we keep coming to Jesus. That means we grow deeper in our knowledge of God. John 12 through 18 says, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to the feast. Praise the Lord for that right there. Jesus is coming, y'all. You know, there had to be great excitement about that. Took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for they heard that he had done this miracle. We who love, believe, and live for our Lord Jesus the Christ, as God of very God, who visited earth over 2,000 years ago, is still the greatest story ever told. Whether some believe to follow him or not, the story of our Lord Jesus has no comparison in all of the lives and peoples of the earth. No one would even come close to such a magnanimous claim as does our God, man, Jesus. Healing sick, halt, and lame, curing blindness, and exorcising demons from the possession of souls. He came for those reasons as proof of who he is and was. He came to us so that we would come to him. Verse 12 says, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, our Lord Jesus' reputation had far exceeded him. And for those who had not had the pleasure to be a living witness to his miraculous workings and preaching words, that many had never heard a man speak like that before, their anticipation to see Jesus caused a great swell of excitement that was at its peak when he was to arrive at the feast in Jerusalem. Verse 13 says, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. The people extended to our Lord Jesus the royal treatment by rolling out the red carpet of palm tree limbs that were strewn across the roads to acknowledge him as the chosen one and Messiah. Verse 14, and Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on a colt's ass. Amen. Goes right there. Don't you know that that was a prophetic prophecy being filled right there? That was the word of God that came to us as it was prophesied way back in the Old Testament times. Amen. So again and again, we read the fulfilling of prophetic scriptures being articulately placed upon the man and ministry of our Lord Jesus. Even in his great entrance into the city of Jerusalem, at that appointed time, Father God has strategically calculated for all knowledge of the Christ man and redeemer of the souls of mankind to be aligned like the highest forms of mathematics and science. It was already prepared, already predicted, already precisely put into motion so that the unwise, the arrogant, and the foolish, if they would dare to refute who this man Jesus was and is, that would just be so much foolishness on their part. But I want you to know that's why he came. Verse 16 says, these things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they these things were written of him and that they had done these things unto him. I can't help but wonder, do we, like the disciples, sometimes do not fully understand our Lord Jesus? Does it take another miracle from him for us to be reawakened to this great God-man? If so, guess what? That's why he came. Amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, giving you some good sanctified motivation, some spiritual uplift as we glorify our God in the very highest high. I told y'all, y'all going to get good gospel inspiration. Y'all going to get good gospel music right here so that you can be prepared to go out into the world that we living in and take care of your business as an evangelistic outreach minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all anointed to share the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I am so thrilled to be a partaker in this great, awesome assignment of living for our Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. Here's Martha Manuzic singing about our God and how glorious he is. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody, give God a shout of praise. I want to see everybody dancing. Come on, let's go crazy in this place. We have authority. Come on. on, y'all get ready. Get ready. I was created.
Hello, this is Gloria Boware, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year, nominee and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at theboarenetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring Him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, Gloria Boware. She's doing her thing, managing and helping gospel artists reach their highest peak and potential in such a very professional way. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And we are discussing from the book of John, 12th chapter, 12 through the 18th verse, talking about come to Jesus, that particular time when Jesus made his triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem, which is normally read during the Easter time. But God put it in my spirit to just reach out to everyone, saved and unsaved, come to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you need to consider the gospel of Jesus, that this man has come into our world over 2,000 years ago, and we are still telling his story. We are still committing our lives to him. There are people that have faced death and died believing in this Jesus, and that is not a myth. That is not make-believe. We would not die for some man-made story about a man that we put on a pedestal. Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 12 of the book of John, 17th verse, says the people therein that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. I need to reemphasize this, beloved. We are no less than those who bore record that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He's done things for us. How our Lord Jesus raised us from those dead things, dead situations, dead circumstances that had us yoked and bound with no other hope and way of escape to find our glorious freedom. Then what we received and were blessed to have even to this very day, we also bear witness that this Jesus is the very Son of God. And that's why he came. Verse 18 says, for this cause the people also met him, for they heard that he had done this miracle. Now, herein lies the irony and the puzzled quandary for me and my faith walk and belief. The people heard and they came to Jesus. Yeah, they came. They came because they heard of his miracles. But why didn't they accept him as their savior, but yet called him and acted like he was their Messiah? The same crowd of people that when they were ready to crucify him after he was beaten and tortured all night and stood bloody, bruised and beat up, said, away with him. We will not have this man to rule over us. The same folks. Could it be that they, like so many countless souls, even unto this very day, have seen our Lord Jesus as the greatest of miracle workers? Yes, but unfortunately have stopped looking for him as Savior, soul redeemer, and very God of God. We want the miracles of Jesus, but we deny him as Messiah and Savior. This is the greatest of all blindness and deafness, spiritually speaking. The Bible declares in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That all those things I'm talking about that the crowds clamored for can be theirs and yours and ours as we put God in his first proper place as the priority of our lives. And I guess what? Even if we don't get those things for every situation and circumstances, we have the distinct pleasure to suffer. To suffer for Christ's sake. 2 Timothy 2:12 says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. And that in itself should shed a bright light on who, when, and why people come or don't come to Jesus. I do, however, from the deepest recesses of my soul, plead with you to come to Jesus. If you're not saved, come. So that you can be saved and understand your created purpose in this life, in this world. If you are saved, keep coming, because God has more in store for each and every one of us blood-washed saints. Keep coming for holiness. Keep coming for righteousness. Keep coming for knowledge. Keep coming so that you can be more qualified to do those great and mighty things that God has already prepared for you to do, and only you to do. Amen. Goes right there. Yes, Lord. We come, Lord, and we thank you, and we give you praise. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, warrior, minister, author, speaker, host of Health Chat with Coach Jean, woman of God, Jean Turner. Thank you. Such a joy to have your vibrant spirit, your excitement about Jesus and the things that he's called you to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't thank you enough. Look forward to having you come back as soon as we can work it out. Woman of God, Mikhail Cujo, thank you. Lord Jesus, you blessed us. You took us to the throne of God's heavenly kingdom right there, letting us know it will be all right. I thank each one of you listeners. I pray God will cover you, keep you, bless you. Please, 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 if you want to be blessed by this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry, you can pull up my archives on YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson, and you'll see the past 3 years of my archives to honor God and to be a blessing to each one of you in your spiritual walk. You can also go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and also pull up my archives, as well as they're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. And thank you to my 6 collaborators, Jerry Royce over there at Positive Power, 21 Christian Media, Natalie Peaches over there at Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio. Thank you so much, woman of God, Pam Mays over there at the River and Word Gospel Radio Station, as well as Philana Wilson over there at BFTM Radio, Bonafide Talk. Thank you so much, woman of God. Stephanie McDonald over there at United Praise. I appreciate each and every one of you all for syndicating this awesome Fire Breathe Gospel Experience. I would leave each one of you all with Woman of God, with this awesome group of gospel singers, men and women, I promise you, Flight 14, because if you haven't heard the message throughout this broadcast, it's all about we win, we win, we win. But guess what? If you want to win, you must come to Jesus. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Share the bill of money. Share the bill of money. Share the bill of money.